Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Stephen Hunt. And today we'll be talking about the University of Alaska Anchorage Department of Theater and Dance's production of Paula Vogel's very interesting play called Hot and Throbbing.
And here to talk about it, we have Kaylee Randall and Scott Heverling, and welcome.
Thank you.
And tell us what this play is all about, Scott.
Well, Hot and Throbbing is, it's a complicated play. It's about Charlene, played by Callie, and Charlene is a mother that is abused by her husband, and she's just gotten a restraining order. So why don't you take it away and tell us from there?
All right. Like Scott has already told, it's a very complicated story and a very interesting way of presenting it, of dual fantasy and reality. And the character I play is Charlene Dwyer, like you said, is a mother of two teenagers dealing with all their problems and all their angst and still trying to provide for her kids by writing an erotic screenplay. And she gets a lot of flack from her kids and from her ex-husband, Clyde, as well. But she powers through because her family is the most important thing to her. And Scott plays the voice, which is more so the voice inside my head, as well as another fact to the play. But I don't want to give it away quite yet because it's a very interesting part that everyone should see it themselves.
You mentioned a moment ago, Callie, you play the part of Charlene Dwyer, who
Correct.
Is this mother who has a rather interesting job in that you mentioned she writes erotic screenplays.
Correct.
Tell us a little bit more about that and how that relates to the play.
Well, she has a very tough life, and I believe Charlene found that she can write very well and appeal to the female demographic. So she started her own production company and found that she could make money in this. And to put it lightly, it's like she's living out her fantasy, because she, like I said, she has a very tough life. She was abused by her husband, and she has these two kids that are, you know, just giving her a hard time at every single turn. But when she starts writing, she gets lost in it, and it's her escape time. It's like someone who has to drink coffee every morning or someone who has to go for a run. It's like she sits down at her computer, and she starts typing, and she just loses herself completely.
And this play was written by someone I think was in Anchorage at one time. And tell me about the author.
Paula Vogel, I believe she wrote the play How I Learned to Drive here in Alaska, and she won a prize for that play, I believe, the Pulitzer.
Right.
So she's known to Alaska, and she's a wonderful playwright, known for writing plays with very interesting topics with wonderful content. This show is not an exception to that rule. It's complicated. It's a lot of fun, and it has some like dark moments to it. So,
all right, Paula Vogel. I remember meeting her at the Last Frontier Theater Conference, where some of you might have met her as well.
Yep.
She's a wonderful teacher, and one thing I've noticed about her works is that she often addresses some very controversial subjects, but she does it in a very human way.
Oh, definitely.
And one question I have for you, I'll start with you, Scott, is how have you, as an actor, approached these topics to convey them in a way that they're not just sensationalistic or something which is gratuitous, but is actually something important to the actual meaning of the play?
Well, you really have to analyze the play for what it is, and I think Dan Anto, our director, has done a really good job of letting us know what his vision is. And within that vision, I mean, you learn a lot about this subject of abuse and how it kind of trickles down into the family and what the repercussions of the abuse are. And so it's really interesting as an actor to learn about these difficult subjects, but then at the same time, how do you approach it as an actor? I don't know if I have a good answer to that. I don't know. Do you, Kelly?
Really, all that I can say about that is, because I think Scotty did outline that very well for us. Dan Anto did take a lot of time in making sure we knew the importance of this play. And it does play the very difficult subject of abuse, which not a lot of people talk about because it's very hard to talk about. Mm-hmm. And Paula Vogel approaches it as shows very different sides of it. There's the straightforward side where a man who beats his wife and a very, you know, it's a very sad story. But there's also the other side of it where you see how Charlene deals with that and how you can, she keeps going back. And a lot of people on the outside wouldn't see why. And you like to see, tell her, don't go back or... And it's very straightforward, but it's really not. There's so many different sides to it.
And I believe one of the other ways that Paula Vogel kind of brings a more human nature to this play is the characters of the voice and the voiceover, who are basically the angel and the devil on Charlene's shoulders, informing her of what her options are, what she can and can't do in this situation.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Kaylee Randall and Scott Heverling, talking about UAA's production of Hot and Throbbing, which opens tonight.
And approaching these roles, we talked about how you've learned to understand the problems that the play produces or presents. Mm-hmm. Kaylee, as a college student, you mm-hmm. obviously have not experienced necessarily what this character has gone through.
Correct.
But you're training to be an actor at the University of Alaska, which
yes.
is great. You guys get great training over mm-hmm. there. In your training, tell us a little bit maybe how you have learned to connect to this character.
Well, it takes a lot of work and a lot of time. A lot of people just think acting is all about reading the lines and moving around a stage when it's completely different. I'm currently taking a movement class with Brian Jeffries at the university, and he talks a lot about how movement is 100% in the body and how that can motivate feelings that come up. And so I've been focused really hard on trying to think how a woman who is 37 who has two kids would move. And then I just take a few minutes and process that, and I really get into her mindset. And I did a lot of research reading stories from women who have been abused and really just gone over and over and over the play line by line, because everything that Charlene says is a double meaning. She, you know, tries to be happy and put on a face when she's really breaking down inside, and she's losing control of her own world, and that's really scary to her, but she can't show that. So I, as an actor who is 22 and has never had issues like that, I just really try to get into the mindset of feeling alone and broken, and then dropping my voice down a little bit, showing a little more maturity. And then the character Charlene really does come through, because it's a character in itself. And just like the screenplay takes over her life and she gets lost in it, when I'm acting in this, I get lost in it as well. And it's a very hard show to step out of at the end of rehearsal, and you have to give 110%, which is what all of our cast and crew is doing. So,
and Scott, I take it you're not the abuser.
I am not. I'm not the abuser. I think, along with what Kaylee was saying, with Brian Jeffries, our fantastic movement professor, and we also have two new faculty members this year that helped contribute to the world of the play, one of which is Colleen Metzger, who is our new costume shop and costume designer faculty member. And she's wonderful, and she's created this fantastic world through costume design for us. And then we also have Dan Carlgren, who is the new scene designer, technical director, and he has created the design for the set, and it's spectacular.
It's breathtaking, yeah.
And we're using some new technology that the university hasn't used before. We're not quite allowed to tell you what that is. We're just allowed to hint to it, but it's very exciting. We're very happy to have them, and the fact that they've created this world for us really allows us to get into character and just walk out on stage and be in that world.
It helps tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been impressed by the stage at at the university. Mm-hmm. It's probably as good a stage as there is anywhere in town, far better than most, in fact. And that is helping the acting department, which is mm-hmm. highly thought of.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds like you have some surprises still in store for us, some of the technical aspects, as well as, of course, we don't want to give away
no,
the ending.
Don't tell
much.
Anybody.
No, of course. But just, Scott, one more question for you, perhaps, is that you are playing this character called The Voice, and you mm-hmm. mentioned a moment ago that you're sort of one of the, either the devil or the angel. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure which one you are. how do you deal with a character like that hasn't really a character name or even a personality, or maybe it does have a personality? How do you handle that?
You know, that's actually been a large struggle of mine throughout this process is who is the voice? What is he doing here? And what is his objective in the play? And I can't give away too much. But he kind of puts on these different personas throughout the play that Dan and I have talked about in several different ways. One of which was maybe all three of them are inside Charlene's head, and they're all different expressions of personalities within herself or memories within herself. And so that's really given me something tangible to hold on to when I play this character. And when I go out on stage, I have to remember that my character isn't rooted in realism. He's not a realistic or naturalistic character. He's a character that's rooted in a fantasy. And so that makes it a really interesting, really, really difficult character to play.
Which makes you a very good actor, obviously.
We'll see. Well, I guess we'll see tonight.
Well, who were some of the other actors that are in the show we might have seen on the stage before at UAA or maybe around town?
We have Lisa Marie Castro playing the voiceover. Of course, Callie Randall playing Charlene Dwyer. Then there's Alex Albrecht playing Clyde Dwyer. And
Chris Evans plays mm-hmm. my son, Calvin Lee Dwyer. And then my daughter, Leslie Ann Dwyer, is played by Chloe Akers. And I believe everybody who is in the show has been seen on the UAA stage before. Mm-hmm. A couple of them were in the Bring Back the Sunshine show of last year. And so it's mm-hmm. really great to be able to work with all those people again.
It's a wonderful cast.
Excellent. But unfortunately, we're running out of time. And I have to say thank you very much for coming.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
To Kaylee Randall and Scott Heverling, who are here to talk about UAA's production of Hot and Throbbing, which opens tonight. And I think we should mention just briefly before, although we will do so on the calendar, that this is not a suitable play for children.
No, it is for mature audiences only. Mm-hmm.
Thanks very much.
Well, thank you.
No problem. Happy to be here.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org. ACT is offering acting classes on Saturdays, October 6th, 13th, 20th, and 27th from 2:30 to 4:30. To register, email Kate at actfamily@gci.net or you may call 344-4713.
At Cyrano's American Night, The Ballad of Juan Jose is in its last weekend and is followed immediately by Red Hot Patriot, which runs October 11th to October 21st. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Anchorage Community Theater's production of On Golden Pond runs through October the 28th, with performances on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sundays at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
Anchorage Opera's production of Mrs. President opens tonight and has one more performance Sunday at 4. Anchorage gets the world premiere of this melodious opera about a real live woman who fought for women's rights 150 years ago. For tickets, go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS.
It's the first weekend to see the UAA theater production of Hot and Throbbing by Paula Vogel. This play is for mature audiences. Performances are Fridays and Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 3 through October the 21st. For tickets and information, call 786-4849.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Stephen Hunt for KSKA.